We've been announcing a lot of school closings lately. Bitter cold makes starting buses and heating school buildings a big challenge. The unusually brutal winter so far has forced many administrators to make tough decisions about whether to cancel classes and sports events. So VPR's Charlotte Albright asked a few how they make the call.
Most superintendents and principals are not meteorologists, so many log on to a detailed website for the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, and type in the relevant zip code to get a color-coded map showing how a storm may play out. Then, says South Burlington Superintendent Dave Young, the decision-making starts.
High volumes of snow per hour, coupled with high wind and or icing conditions, will likely move us to the school closure decision.
Young makes his decisions in sync with neighboring school districts in Chittenden County, but he is mindful of local differences in transportation options. For example, while South Burlington owns its own bus fleet and makes sure the engines, like classrooms, are kept warm on frigid nights, other schools may contract with bus companies that cannot guarantee timely starts. So far, South Burlington has lost only one day to snow, but Young says there was another day that probably should have been canceled, but wasn't.
You know, that snow that wasn't predicted until arriving at 7 at night came at, I'm going to say 2 or 2:30, which it made it difficult. But I have to say that the forecasting is so much better than it used to be.
But in very rural districts where topography varies more from school to school, forecasting can be off the mark. On frigid days, school officials in high poverty areas also worry that kids may not dress warmly enough to avoid frostbite at a bus stop. Superintendents like Meg Powden in Windsor Northwest Supervisory Union depend as much on local advice as on internet weather maps.
Really, I count on the transportation director and the road crew foreman, or foreperson, maybe I should say, to let me know what the conditions are like in the morning.
Eastern Vermont has seen more school closures in general this year than areas west of the Green Mountains. Caledonia North Supervisory Union, for example, has already lost 4 days out of the 5 set aside for snow. So if more cold and blizzards cancel classes, a few days might have to be added to the school calendar. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.